This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, darling, this is Jaja. What is this I hear people calling you and spreading a rumor about me that I'm not a good housekeeper? Absolutely not true, darling. After every one of my divorces, I always keep the house.
That's very funny. I'm trying to find an impression my mom did of Dr. Ruth in August of maybe 98, 99, 2000. Oh, we have that somewhere? Wow. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, the Wicked Witch of the West, Tarolyn Romero, buys a house in Kittredge, Colorado, and makes a monumental, undisclosed discovery from the seller. And now the town of Kittredge is against her. She went on TikTok, and we're going to hear the whole story. Fourth segment's the weekly multi-listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year-to-date. We'll do in the first segment. Plus the pending that I've been tracking. A quick note, though. Last week I mentioned a sale on Marina Drive, vacant land, sold for $13.25 million. And I mentioned that it came with conceptual plans from the California Coastal Commission, approved conceptual plans. And I couldn't remember, I wrote down it sold September 2002, it's 2020 is when it was. I wanted to confirm that. I might have guessed 2022. I don't remember, but it was 2020 September, so before COVID pricing kicked in and the COVID boost. So still a great money if you can get it. Also, we'll try to fit in a little note of St. Anthony's Seminary and the new buyer. But let's get to what I need to get to. First, before year-to-date in Montecito only, we're at 17 weeks since I've been tracking the median price of the pending category. I always give you the pending number of pending listings in the fourth segment, but now I've been tracking the median price. And it's up from the last 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks, the median price of the pendings were $2.1 million. Excuse me. And for the week ending, what is the week ending? The week always ends. August 9th, 2024, the 32nd week of the year, 66 listings in escrow, a median price, $2.2 million. Last week it was 61. The week before that it was 58. And the week before that it was 62, 59, 62, 59. 61, 63, 65. So you got to go back, 2 months before we had more listings in escrow than we do now, 66. And back then, the median price was a little bit more than $2.25 million, $2.3 million. But starting at the end of April 12th, the median price was $3 million for about a month. 5-6 weeks, the median price of the pending listings were close to $3 million up or down. So it's come back down. It was below $2 million for 4 weeks. And now the last 3 weeks, over $2 million. Now we're at $2.2 million for the median price for the 66 listings that are in escrow. Year to date, again, the 32nd week of the year for the week ending August 9th, 2024. Median price, $2,227,000. Last couple of weeks, it was $2,225,000. So it bumped up a little because we had a high median price for the sales last week. And it was $2,250,000 for a while. Last year at this time, it was $2,250,000. Year to date, 2023 ended up at just under $2,224,000. Again, there were so few sales. Just if you moved 3 or 4 sales over, it could have been $2,250,000 or closer to $2,200,000. So we're at $2,227,000. Let's see what happens for the rest of the year. We're averaging 14.8 sales per week And last year it was 13.5. Ended up the year 13.23. So let's see if we get out of the August summer doldrum month and see if we kick in some more sales. We were above 15 sales per week for several weeks, but now last few weeks dropped down 14.81. But that's better than last year. That's almost 1.5 more sales per week for 32 weeks. And median price again, $2,227,000. Last year, $2,250,000. The year before that, $2,273,000 in 2022. But 2022 ended at $2,212,000. So let's see, the last 2 years, last year and the year before, the median price actually dropped a little from this point forward. Let's see what happens to us this year. $2,227,000 year to date. Montecito only, which is pretty good because the last 6 months of 2023, the median price was $2,160,000. So here we are over the first 6 months of the year, we're at $2,227,000. So. And much better, 14.8 sales per week, and the last 6 months of the year was 13.23 sales per week. So doing better than the last 6 months of 2023. Montecito only, you ask? $5,850,000 year-to-date median price for the first 32 weeks of the year ending August 9th, 2024. Montecito only, $5,850,000. Last year, $5,550,000. Montecito only. Year before that, $5,360,000. 2021, it was below $5 million, almost 4.9. And then the years before that, it was just over three, and then cluster around $3 million to 2017. 76 sales in Montecito only. Last year, 79. You got to go back to 2018, the debris flow. Also 76 sales. And that was bookended by 112 sales and 100 sales. And 136 sales in 2020 in Montecito only. Last year, 79. This year, 76. 2022, 106. And the unicorn year, 2021, 203 sales. It's clearly double most of the sales in Montecito. 2020 started kicking in, 136 sales. Montecito, first 32 weeks of the year. So that's pretty good. And finally, St. Anthony's Seminary, 2300 Garden Street. If you look at the tax record, you'll see it's owned by 2300 Garden Street, LLC, but I got the inside scoop. It's owned by Jamestown Capital. Deep pockets, long-term holders of real estate. Jamestown is one word. Google them, Jamestown Capital. And they paid $16.5 million. Is that the price? I think I'd have that in front of me. $16.7 million for St. Anthony's Seminary, 2300 Garden Street. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the Wicked Witch of the West, Tarolyn Romero.